And I'm not sure, I mean, I'm now arguing the other side of it. I'm not sure that I agree totally as far as what's right in the country. If the attitude of not getting, being political, trying to work for the best interest of the country, isn't a pretty damn good one to have a lot of people, particularly if I'm working for peace, you know. God damn it, you know, that's a horrible thing that I'm going to China and Moscow, but I might get through talking about it. They all know that that's the reason that the world's a little safer.
Well, you can follow the enemy through, and your enemy can be the threat of war.
That's right. Very good point.
And international instability.
The other enemy theory, which I have talked earlier in Charleston today, may be the Congress. Now that Congress acts like a bunch of damn fools. That is a past tense. We oppose it. But if it's as low in the polls as we think, we just might just take the Congress on.
And you've got to do it nonpartisan.
Why?
Right. You don't take
on the Democratic Congress.
No. You just take on the country.
Congress.
Just take on its favor as an institution, as a legislative body, and blow it.
You know, let's keep nursing Scott. Every time we can think of a call Scott thing, he loves it. He'll live and latch it up, and he'll get out and get it again. He only does it when he gets love. I do it also before. We've got a few people with
him. Scott is good.
Oh, boy, he's smart.
The way you'll butter up Scott is if you ship him off to China and take him back.
Yeah, we'll try. What we really have to do, should have a man's doing together, what we really have to do though is to attack these, the likes of, I think the whole line that we should, that they should attack the Kennedys and the rest for blind, for vicious, libelous partisanship, the most vicious, you know, and use tough words, either lie, either partisan, unfair, dirty politics, gutter politics, putting the party first and the country second. That's the kind of way they do.